Thank you for being here this morning. This is the press conference to call for Luis Posada Carriles' extradition and freedom for the Cuban five political prisoners who are imprisoned in the United States. On Saturday, September 23rd, many people who have been fighting for the freedom of five Cuban men since the day that they were arrested on September 12, 1998, will be demonstrating to demand their immediate release from U.S. prison. They are five men who were in the United States in southern Florida on a mission to fight terrorism by monitoring the activities and plots of terrorist organizations that have existed in Miami and the region for decades. They were arrested by the FBI, put through a trial that could never have granted them fairness, and they were convicted after a seven-month trial, the longest at that time. They were convicted on June 8, 2001. And after 2 years of appeal, 3 years of appeals, they won an unprecedented victory on August 9, 2005, when the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel, ruled a new trial for them and overturned all their convictions. Unfortunately, because of direct intervention by the U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the en banc 12-judge panel agreed to hear the appeal of the government and set aside the victory for the five. And exactly 1 year later, in what cannot be considered just a coincidence, but a politically motivated decision and a date, on August 9, 2006, the en banc panel denied the Cuban Five a new trial by agreeing with the district court in Miami's decision to refuse to move the trial to another venue. So we are at this point now where we will be demonstrating, with a demonstration beginning at the Justice Department to protest the role of the U.S. Attorney General and the Department of Justice in persecuting these men, and also demanding the right of two wives of the five entry into the United States, Adriana Benes, the wife of Gerardo Hernandez, and Olga Salanueva, the wife of Rene Gonzalez, to be able to come to the U.S. immediately and visit their husbands. They've been prohibited from by the U.S. from entering. And also, we will call on U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to declare Luis Posada Carriles a terrorist. We will march to the White House for a massive picket in front with a banner, for example, that says, "Bush, free the Cuban Five now. Stop harboring the terrorist Luis Posada Carriles," because the two issues are very linked. So this morning we have a very important program. It is a solemn day today. Today, September 21, 2006, it's the 30th anniversary of the terror bombing assassination of Orlando Letelier, the former foreign minister of Chile under the government of Salvador Allende, and Ronnie Moffitt, a U.S. activist who was working with the Institute for Policy Studies. They were murdered on Embassy Row in an assassination in which justice has never been met for the families of Letelier and Moffitt. We will begin our program with José Pertierra, who is Venezuela's attorney in the matter of extradition request of Luis Posada Carriles to Venezuela. He is a practicing immigration attorney in Washington. And if everybody could put their vibrator on their phone or turn it off. Thank you.